the dialect of Fleetwood, Lancashire. Edward Anion, aged 76, retired ship's carpenter, in conversation with William Wright, aged 62, retired ferry skipper. Recorded by Peter Wright on June the 10th, 1951.
That's chiselled out for Gabble Strait to go into Lane, is it?
Well, it forms that rabbit
like
for the Gabble Strait to fit underneath. You see, there's a keel there.
Yes.
And then the in-brace comes over it and overlaps, so there the Gabble Strait fits underneath, and it's like a rabbit.
Aye, it's like a lock for it.
Yes.
Oh, no, I couldn't tell him how it was, that, but I see now how it is. Yeah. It's like a fixture, and that fits on her leg, but first flank,
yes,
Gabbard string.
Yes,
yes. What's a stringer?
Oh, I'll tell you what the stringer. It strings all the round under the deck. They're all stringed.
Oh, stringer, That's inside of the boat, is that? It goes, strings all the timbers together. It's a strengthening piece.
Aye.
Same as the top strake. The top strake goes outside. The top plank is called a top strake. Well, inside of that, there's a stringer that makes her stronger. It makes her stronger, you see. It comes inside, level with the top strake. And then the beams, of course, fits in between and notched into there. You see?
Yeah. The beams across the deck.
The beams are all the ship together, and they're a kind of dovetailed. The beams are cut that way and dovetailed, and then there's knees goes in between onto the stringer, and they're bolted through the timbers, you see, and through the beam. And then there's sometimes iron knees on a bigger ship, same as a smack,
yes,
goes down the side of the ceiling, what they call the ceiling. That's like a plank, that's planking thinner than the stringer, and thinner is a thicker plank. And goes right down, and some of them had chocks across.
Yes.
To strengthen them. Them boats just came from Brixham.
Aye. Well, none of our boats said that.
They wasn't as strong a built boat as ours in the bottom.
No, they wasn't.
So we had to put big chocks across, right across the keel, and fit up again the side, and then there was iron beams, went underneath, iron knees went underneath the beam, down the side, and across the chocks at the bottom,
yeah,
to make them stronger. They wasn't fit to ground, you see.
No, that was it.
They'd been built to lay afloat,
that's
them
right,
boats at Brixham.
Now, what is it you want? Oh, vaulted and trilled. He wants to know what vaulted and trinnelled is.
Oh, well, bolting and trundling.
Hmm.
Well, bolting is boring and driving ordinary bolts. Some are through bolts, same as in a vessel. Well, same as if you're building a smack, same as the Harriet. There was one short bolt driven into the timber. One long bolt was went through and was a washer put on and clinched on the inside. And one trinnel. That was in every double frame. A trinnel is a tree nail. That's the original name of it, tree nail, but they call it trinnel. It's a round piece of wood.
Like a peg, isn't it?
And it's made like a peg, and they're all bored right through, and they're driven right through and tight. They never rot,
no
rust, doesn't them, sir?
That's what bolted and trinnelled. All these people had a bolt and a trinnel in, hadn't they?
Every one of them had a bolt and a trinnel. But Chemers had it. There's a short bolt, one there, and a trinnel in the bottom of that frame, and then there was a through bolt in the other part of the double frame, you see.
Yes.